السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. At the last 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, three incidents took a place during the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which requires some attention and observation. One of them is on the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, when a person, an indigent person, a destitute, came into the mosque asking for some help. And for some reasons, either people at that time did not have anything to share with him, or they didn't want to. We don't know what was the intention. Only one person was willing to give him his ring, and that person was Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that incident took a place on the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And Allah records this incident in the Quran in chapter 5 verse 55, Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. So commentators of the Quran and historians say this man is Imam Ali, and Allah says, your Lord, your guardian is only God. Your guardian, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Your guardian is only God and His apostle and those who give charity and zakat, alms, while they are bowing down. And that was Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he gave his ring to that person. And once the person was leaving the mosque, Jibreel descended upon the Prophet and he told him about the story. So the Prophet knew about this incident not from Imam Ali, his son-in-law, but from Jibreel, from the Lord. The second incident is the day of Mubahala, which was also on the 24th of the month of Dhul Hijjah. At a different year, not the same year as the first incident. Mubahala is malediction, meaning that two parties, when they have negotiations or dialogue and they don't reach a settlement, at the end they go to the Supreme Court. They have to go to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court in this case is God. So they ask God to send his curse on the party who are lying. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And this incident is recorded in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And the story, in brief, the story happened towards the end of the life of the Prophet, where a delegate from Najran, at that time Najran was a very prosperous community. Today it is part of Saudi Arabia, but originally it's part of Yemen. Najran is part of Yemen, but now it's part of the Saudi kingdom. The pontiff of Najran, the Catholic leader or the Christian leader at that time, came with some of his priests to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inquire about this in your religion. What is Islam is all about? What is Muhammad, and what do you think of Jesus? Some historians say the Prophet allowed them to pray in his mosque, to conduct their rituals and their prayers inside the mosque of the Prophet in Medina. And they stayed there for 3 days, having discussion with the Prophet. And the Prophet explained to them that Jesus is revered, is respected, is honored, but he's not the Son of God. He's the Messenger of God. So they refused to believe. They refused to believe the argument of the Prophet. God said to the Prophet, no more dialogue on this subject. Ask them for malediction, mubahala. Malediction, both parties, they go outside the city. And the Quran says, Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. Verily, the resemblance, the story of Jesus is like the story of Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ. He created him from clay. If Isa has no father, then Adam has no father and no mother. So there is no big difference. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمٍ خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ, from dirt. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Then he said to him, be, and he was created. الْحَقُّ مِن رَبِّكَ. Truth is only from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not waste your time on a futile discussion. فَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. If they disagree with you, then invite them for this malediction. Invite them to go, both parties, outside the city, and then ask God to send his curse on the party which is lying and rejecting the truth. So the Christian party arrived early in the morning the following day, which is the 24th of Dhul Hijjah, with their pontiff, with their cardinal, their priests. They were standing there, and the Prophet came. The Prophet accompanied by 4 people. He was number 5, or he was number 1, and there were other 4 people with him. So they came inside. When they arrived, the pontiff, when he looked at their faces, he said, إِنِّي لَأَرَى وُجُوهًا لَوْ سُئِلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهَا أَنْ يُزِيلَ جَبَلًا مِنْ مَكَانِهِ لَأَزَالَهُ. I see faces now in front of me. When he looked at the face of the Prophet, and then he asked his advisors, who is the one behind the Prophet? They said, this is his daughter, Fatima. Who is behind Fatima? They said, this is his son-in-law, Ali. And who are those children that the Prophet is holding their arms? They said, one of them is Hassan, and one of them is Hussein. Some historians say Hussein was unable to walk, so the Prophet carried him. So they introduced this family to the pontiff. At that point he said, I am not going to do this mubahala. I'm not going to go for this confrontation because I see faces right in front of me. If God is asked by these faces to remove this mountain, He will remove it from its place. So he backed down. He did not do mubahala. And then he said, we're going to go back to Najran. And they retreated to their city, Najran. But a few days later, the same pontiff made it again to Medina, came to the Prophet, and he said, أنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. The third event that took place again during these days, the 25th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. The 25th was preceded by 3 days, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And these 3 days witnessed the fasting of this small family, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and their housekeeper, Fidda. Hassan and Hussein, they fell ill. Some people say their prophet suggested, other historians, Ibn Abbas says, Muslims suggested to Imam Ali that if they recover, then he will make a vow, nadr, to fast for 3 days. So they recovered. And Ali went to borrow some barley from a merchant in Medina. And they divided this barley into 3 sections. Fatima alayhi salam, she baked some of it as barley bread. They fasted the first day. Ali, Fatima, their 2 sons, Hassan and Hussein, and their housekeeper, Fidda. At the time of breaking their fast, a man knocks at the door and he says, I'm hungry. Ya ma'shar al-Muslimin, ya ala Rasulillah, or the family of the Prophet. He was an indigent person, a destitute, miskeen. Destitute does not have the food for the day. At'imuni mimma razaqakum Allah. Give me from what God has given you. So they take all these loaves of bread and they give it to him. And they break their fast on water only. The second day the story is repeated. At the time of their fast, at the time where they're going to break their fast, yatim, an orphan comes. The third day, a captive comes, a sirah, and they give their food. At the end of the third day, the Prophet came and he saw Hassan and Hussein trembling, shaking. He went to see his daughter Fatima. Fatima did not have energy to stand. Her eyes sunk. So the Prophet, he said, this is very hard for me. إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُنِي. It would hurt me to see my family are starving. The Prophet was heartbroken at this scene. مَا أَشَدَّ مَا يَسُوءُنِي مَا أَرَاهُ بِكُمْ. It grieves me to see you in this condition. Before the Prophet finishes his sentence, Jibreel comes from the Lord. He says, here you are, Ya Rasulullah. This is a gift from the Lord. Allah congratulates you. Jibreel says to the Prophet, خُذْهَا يَا Muhammad. Take this chapter, take this verse. خُذْهَا يَا Muhammad. هَنَّأَكَ اللَّهُ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ وَأَقْرَأَهُ السُّورَةِ. He said to him, congratulations. God is saying congratulations to you for having such a family. And then he started reading chapter 76 in the Quran. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. And then verses from 5 till 22. 5 begins with إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. Verily, verily, the pious, they drink from a cup which is mixed with camphor. كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا. Until it ends with verse 22. إن هذا كان لكم جزاء. Verily, this is your reward from your Lord. إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. We have observed your endeavor. We have accepted your endeavor and your sacrifice. 3 days with no food. Small family. They live in a humble house. Even that food where they were supposed to break their fast with was borrowed. Was borrowed from a merchant in Medina. And they give everything they own. And Allah says, we thank you for this sacrifice. It has been observed and accepted and blessed by God. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Jibreel says to the Prophet, God congratulates you on having such a family or raising such a family. And this is why Imam Hussein, when he gave his soul in Karbala, it was easy for him. Because when he gives his food when he's a little child and he needs the food, look at your children at home when you put the food in front of them. But Imam Hussein was not sharing the food, was giving the entire food. He didn't eat. Sometimes you share. Sometimes you share your food. You give a bite to someone and you take the other bite. But Imam Hussein and his family gave the entire food. He was raised by a mother who said to him, who taught him, who inspired him to put the community before himself, before his family, to put others before himself. This was easy for him on the day of Ashura, to give his soul, to protect his religion, to protect his faith, and to protect his community. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. They fasted on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, this ayah came on the 25th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر، وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Have you ever thought of what you have done in this life, what you have achieved in this life, other than personal gains, other than building a house, buying a car, having food, drink, clothing, parties, invitations, dinners, other than that? What have you done to your community? What have we done to save people, to save their lives, or to save their dignities? What have we done in this life to make people around us happier and their life more stable and more prosperous and more meaningful? Have we done anything? Do you think about these things or you don't? When you go home, do you take some moments of reflection and meditation to think about my achievement? What is my achievement? What if death comes to me today? Have I done something positive? Have I changed people's life, the life of the society? Have I added something positive to my community? Does my presence in my community, does it have a positive influence, a positive impact on the people or not? These are central thinking in Islam. These are fundamental thinking we must ask ourselves. Sometimes we are overtaken with this busy life, material life. Before we finish breakfast, we think of dinner. Before we finish dinner, we think of, you know, following days, what we eat, what we drink, where we go, what to buy. But have we thought that, then what? What did I do to my community, to my society? Am I a positive member? Am I a contributor to the community or consumer? We have to ask ourselves these questions. What did we do to bring people closer to God, to Ahlul Bayt, to make them more aware of their religion, more aware of their duties in this life, closer to the Akhirah? Have we done anything to make people work for their Akhirah or not? Beginning with our children, with our family members. How much time we spend telling them, listen, dunya is not everything. There is another chapter. There is another chapter waiting for us. There is another life waiting for us. You have to invest for that one. Invest in that one. You have to work for that one. Allah says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let every soul consider what they have advanced for tomorrow. مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. غَدْ is tomorrow. The day of judgment is tomorrow. It's not too far. Believe me, it's not too far. Death is not far from us. We think death is far. I have another 30 years because my father lived so many years, so I'm on his path. No. This morning I woke up on a text saying that the lady died, but her parents are still, I called her parents, they were at her funeral. Sometimes children die before their parents. Sometimes grandchildren die before their grandparents. Who says that we have to continue until we are 80 or 90 years old? Who said that? Who said that? Death comes at no warning. I was telling my son this morning, I was taking him to the hospital. I said to him, Baba, always read Ayatul Kursi, because last night I was skimming the news at Montclair. A mother, she dropped her son, 11 years old, at his school. She dropped him. She took him with her own car. So once he leaves the car, he was crossing the road to the other side. a pickup truck, you know, crashes into him and kills him instantly. 11 years old. And the mother has not reached home yet. They call her, come and take your son. It happens, 11 years old. And the mother is doing her duty. She's taking him. But death comes with no warning. With no warning. Death does not understand these rules. Does not. Death has no rules. Without rules, we have to be prepared. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Have reverence for God. Think of what you have prepared for yourself. The value of every human being lies in his service to his community. Not in the number of rak'ah he does every day or every night. Your value in the eyes of God is assessed, evaluated, at how much of help you are to your community, to your society, to people around you. God wants to see actions. How much effect you have at the community. Did you change people's life? Did you make some families happy? Did you make some poor people, orphans? Did you make them happy or not? Have you saved? Have you guided? Have you provided solutions or not? Just yourself and your family. This is the value of every human being. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, قِيمَةُ كُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا يَعْمَلُهُ. The value of every human being lies in what he produces, what he or she produces to their communities. Think about this. Tonight when you go home, before you fall asleep, think of what you did. What is my contribution? What is my achievement? What did I do so far? And if not, then it is never too late. Begin today, begin tomorrow. Begin working for your akhirah. Begin helping. We did enough for ourselves. We have a house, we have a car, we have family. Alhamdulillah. Let's go now to others. Let's extend our goodness to others. The other thing is that the season of Ashura is upon us. The first night of Muharram is Monday night. The first day of Muharram is Tuesday. And this is a special season. This is a season full of meaning, full of values. It gives us direction in this life. It gives us inspiration and encouragement in this life. So when you go to the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, keep in your mind, do the niyyah and intention that I'm going to go urbatan ilallah ta'ala, to change myself, to be a better Muslim, a better citizen, a better father, a better neighbor, to transform myself, to prepare myself for the akhirah. Niyatul qurba is important. Go with this intention. If you want to accumulate mileage with God, then go with an intention. Go with this intention. I want to change myself. It's not an entertainment for me. Sometimes it's an entertainment, we bring a comedian. Comedian is the best one. He makes me laugh. You know, I enjoy time, I forget my problems. But at the end of the day, I go home empty-handed. But when I listen to a good lecture, that lecture might change my life. It gives me hope, inspiration. It takes me forward, to move forward, to break free from the past. So go with this intention. And you have to have some sorrow in your heart, some sympathy and empathy with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the mother of Imam Hussein, with his father, with Fatima al-Zahra, with Amir al-Mu'mineen. We have to exhibit the sadness in the heart, and also exterior sadness, not just internal, but external too, what you were, your behavior. To share your sadness with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sorrow with the Prophet, because this is a tragedy that stands unique in the history of mankind. I mentioned this a few years ago here. A Sunni scholar writes in his book that the way Imam Hussein was murdered is unique in the history of mankind. It has no similarity. Read the Chinese history, the Indian history, the African history, the Roman history. You cannot find a leader who belongs to an important household who was killed and decapitated. His body was cut into pieces. And then the horses, they trample upon his body after killing him. It happened only with Imam Hussein. It's a tragedy, my friends. Maybe we don't pay attention to it because we are used to it. We hear the story every day. But for those who hear the story the first time, it's very shocking. Beyond belief. They can't imagine this happening to the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's protect the sanctity of these sessions. When you go, take your family with you. Tell your children, this is a learning session for us. This is not just the classical, traditional rituals. We go there to change. And once we change, we can move forward. We can move forward. We can make life, our life, a better life, a more responsible life, inshallah. Majalis are beginning here on Monday night, inshallah. We have a very vibrant and dynamic speaker, Sid Muhammad Baqir Al-Qazwini is coming from Qom, inshallah. And bring your family, your children, your daughters, your sons to enjoy his presentations on Ashura. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat. Wal muslimin wal muslimat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية فك أسرانا وسجناءنا ارحم موتانا واقض حوائجنا واغفر ذنوبنا وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.